Hey there, it's Brian Gibbs again with Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing. And just going to continue our conversation with Marilee Maricich as she explains more about how to design and develop your perfect customer avatar. So let's just jump right into this conversation. You mentioned that we, in general, grow and have to change and look at different things. What about the avatar? Can your avatar, what if, because you mentioned the whole Nordstrom's thing and starting in the teeny bopper section and now being into the more professional section, unless you want to be a teeny bopper again. can that avatar evolve and grow and mature also? Can you keep with the same avatar and let that avatar mature along with you?
Absolutely. And I think that comes part of the pivot too, because I know my audience, and in our traditional business and in my, networking business, I know my audience, but I also know that the conversation has changed for the whole world. It's changed. So pivoting and now being relevant to what is current and relevant for my customer base, or my prospect base, I want to speak their language, and I want to be relatable to them. And so, absolutely. I think what you don't want to do when you're marketing is, if you're not tuned into what the needs of your avatar are, if you're not understanding what the current and relevant pain points are, you're going to talk right over the top of their head, and they're not going to be able to relate to you. So I think it's staying in tune with the ever-changing. I mean, avatars to me are demographic. They're people we're dealing with. So you have to be relevant to the day, relevant to the conversation, relevant to the world events, what's affecting them. And even if you're having to pivot in your business, maybe it's pivoting your message a little bit. How is your message relevant to the need of your avatar today? Not a month ago, not a year ago, today. And that's just staying in tune. Again, no like, trust business.
Yeah.
In every business, you have to stay relevant in your conversation and know what the needs are of your avatar. That's a really important question, actually, Brian.
Yeah, that's really good, is staying relevant and staying in the conversation. So, yep. Staying present in that conversation, just like any other relationship.
Yep.
Even though it's online and you may never meet that person. You might not really even have an actual conversation with them. Staying relevant and staying in their mind is what's important.
Absolutely.
Staying top of mind. Staying top of mind. Thanks again for joining us, spending a little bit of time with us at Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing, brought to you by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency. If you need clients, customers calling you or coming into your business, give us a shout. We can help you. You can find us at focusedidea.com. That is FOCUSEDIDEA.com. Until we chat again, take care and look forward to the next time.